I'm Mary Cummings Jordan with WHYY News. Hundreds of teens swarmed the campus of Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey over the weekend. School leaders sent out a campus alert about police activity downtown and told students to avoid the area Friday night. Rowan's VP of University Relations, Joe Cardona, told our news partner 6ABC the number of teenagers making up this flash mob was overwhelming.
It's this time of year where there's a lot of activity throughout the community, a lot of activity on campus, and what happens is students, younger people from outside tend to come here.
While the flash mob at Rowan ended peacefully, a similar incident at Temple University's campus earlier this month turned violent, resulting in multiple assaults and robberies. A program designed to fast-track high school students into entry-level healthcare jobs is now working with a second group of 25 students from five Philadelphia schools. WHYY's Stephen Williams has more.
The Jefferson Workforce Development Program is a partnership between Jefferson Health, the School District of Philadelphia, and Esperanza College. It offers students 1,000 hours of classroom instruction and hands-on experience at either Jefferson Einstein Philadelphia Hospital or Thomas Jefferson Hospital. Teresa Fortner, Associate Chief Nursing Officer at Jefferson Health, explains.
And so we wanted to try to figure out how can we get new to workforce candidates into these positions to fill our workforce needs.
The jobs pay about $25 an hour. The high schools involved are Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Learning Center, Kensington Health Science Academy, Jules E. Massbaum, and Thomas Alva Edison. Stephen Williams, WHYY News.
In sports, Phillies start a three-game homestand against the Nationals tonight. First pitch, 6:45. Zach Wheeler takes the mound for the Phillies. The Nationals will send Mackenzie Gore. Weather should be just about perfect at game time, around 78 degrees with fair skies. This is WHYY.